103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she signed this one when she wrote into us, because you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She signed it. A mom who just wants to say, figure it out like we all do, quote unquote. She's fired up.
Okay, then. Let's hear it.
She said, please let me know if I'm the jerk, Allie and DZ, for not wanting to pick up my neighbor's kids.
Hmm. Oh, well, I mean, it sounds goofy.
Listen up. She said, Allie and DZ, please tell me I'm not selfish, because I'm feeling that way. I have an 11-year-old and a 1.5-year-old. My 11-year-old goes to school, and a classmate of his, the parents always ask me to pick up their 11 and 9-year-old for school. Mm-hmm. Now, the house is on the way to school, which is why I feel guilty about saying no. Sometimes the parents ask for a ride home for them as well after school.
Okay.
Now, my problem stems from this. The parents both work night shift. They told me the husband was always on nights. And to see each other more, the mom also switched to nights.
Oh.
So they get done with work at 7 a.m. School starts at 7:50.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
We aren't on a schedule with them. They just randomly pick days where they feel tired and usually ask me the night before.
Got it.
But after the first few times, I realized how much extra work it is for me in the morning. As you know, we all have crazy morning routines. And adding two kids plus another school drop-off where I have to take my toddler out of the car in the winter especially sucks. Just really makes me annoyed. Am I the jerk for not wanting to pick up their kids that live on the way to school? And that's where we get to. Signed, a mom who just wants to say, figure it out like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where do I even start? Because I have so many thoughts.
I mean, I start, and where I stopped was the fact that they get off at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, right?
They can get their kids to school if they really want to.
And then get home and crash out by like 8:30 at the latest.
That's what
for the day. For the day. And then you set an alarm to wake your behind up and go get your kid. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, depending on what they do for work, it could be that physically demanding that they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
They're off work and they're off their rocker. They got to go home. They got to sleep, whatever.
DZ, you know how many years of horrible childcare I had? I had some great childcare, but how many years I had to get somebody at my house at 5 a.m. because I was a single mom.
It sucks.
It's a nightmare. But could you imagine if just all the time I was like, well, the neighbors got this. I had to figure it out. And if I didn't, I might have missed work. I mean, I missed work sometimes. So as a parent, you figure it out, but
the thing is, we're blessed that our jobs allow us to figure it out. And when we need to, we can say, hey, man, I'm going to be a little late. Hey, this, that. And a lot of people do have that luxury. It is the same amount that don't. It's a 50-50 to you're not going to get that grace every single time. Mm-mm. And job isn't just going to say, okay, it's fine. No, you're going to have to figure it out. And sometimes figuring it out is depending on the people that you know can help you as a resource. If all these kids are going to the same school, I hate to say it's not that big of a deal, but I also don't feel like it's that big of a deal. She's not going out the way. She's not wasting any more gas. It does add an extra, you know, burden. But that 11-year-old...
I don't think it's her responsibility.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But it could be on her good graces, is what I'm saying.
Think about how much, and I'm speaking for all parents, the morning routine sucks. Because as a mom, I was sad for years that I was missing that with my kids because of my job. Even though I get the afternoon time, I was sad. And then one time I took a day off, and I wanted to come right back to work.
I regret it again.
I went, the morning routine blows. Like, we're yelling. Everybody's trying to get out of the house in time.
Yeah.
And nobody's got their stuff. Somebody forgot something, and I went, this is not that romantic. I was romanticizing the morning routine in my mind with my children. It's a nightmare.
You was trying to make pancakes and bacon for the boys in the morning,
out.
And they
Where's my sock? No pants. Don't feel like putting my shoes on. Who cares? Homework isn't done. No thanks.
These 11-year-olds, though, that 11-year-old should
be a little
more helpful, and the friend's 11-year-old, too. You shouldn't be worried about them. The only kids that I would genuinely be concerned about getting out of the car and into school is the 9-year-old, and that's not your kid.
Yeah,
so it's not your problem. You're more worried about having to transport and move around with the toddler. It doesn't feel like a woe is me. This is all very logical. I just feel like you're not being a good friend and a good neighbor.
I'm gonna say not the jerk. I don't think it's on her to pick these kids up every day. I think it's even if the parents every day. Yeah. This is not on her. If they couldn't be there every day, it's on them to get someone there every day.
Yeah. And this isn't about crafting solutions for them. This is about deciding if they are or aren't the jerk.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards jerk because you should just
do it. Just help.
Yeah. Expect to just not get anything in return, but be a good person, because one day you are going to need that help.
Okay.
And you are going to have to ask them to scoop them up after school.
But when does it become taking advantage? See, there's the core issue right there.
When you think of it as being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
When you think of it, that's when it becomes advantageous. She's there. I don't think you're being taken advantage of. I don't think you're being a good person. Sorry.
Is she the jerk for not wanting to pick up the neighbor's kids every day on the way to school? That's what she wants to know. She said, please tell me I'm not selfish because I'm feeling that way. Well,
you're being selfish.
We're going to find out next. You can text or call. The number works for both.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
And we're off to the races, everybody. Get ready for this one. It's going to be a heck of a Am I the Jerk today because...
I mean, this is a quirky one.
People are passionate. Am I the jerk for not wanting to pick up my neighbor's kids on the way to school every day? She wants to know if she's a jerk for that. Let's just start with Christina with the blue hair in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Christina.
Morning. Hi, good morning.
All right.
So, first of all, I'm fired up, okay? I have two children with autism. I was a single mom for a long time, happily married for 5 years now. But we figure it out with our children, period. Mm-hmm. Our children are your responsibility. Yeah. Like...
it's true.
I've never had help with my kids. Not a babysitter. We don't go out on dates. Nothing. Now, I don't recommend that.
I was going to say,
Harley,
that's a choice.
My family sucks. My family sucks. I don't have nobody I trust with my kids.
Okay.
They all need checks.
I'll babysit. So, what's up?
Totally.
This woman, so they basically are like, oh, we want to cuddle. So I switched my shifts. World's smallest violin girl.
Switch your shift
back and get your kids to school yourself.
Well, I don't understand. Christina, that did set me off. It's like they both the parents decided they wanted to do the third shift so they could see each other more.
I appreciate that.
I knew too. But
maybe tough relationship.
But they get off at 7 and then they, instead of spending that time taking their kids to school with their actual children.
They spend their time together.
And ask the neighbor to take the kids.
They're spending time together. I mean,
what
are they getting intimate? What are they cuddling?
They're working on another kid.
What about your kids?
Oh.
They ain't got no room for no more kids, TV. They're not even taking these kids to school.
Honestly.
What's next?
What's next?
The neighbor should do the IEP meeting?
Should the neighbor
go to the freaking parent-teacher conference?
Oh, my goodness.
She's on one.
Hey, she is fired up. Let's get her off.
People need to take their own kids to school.
Get out
and take your kids to school. Find a different job.
And if you need help, you can find people, but then you should make sure those people are compensated if they're taking care of your kids.
At least
and
gas money.
In the world we live in today, take your own kids to school, period.
Mm.
Point blank, you want your own kids.
If you can, Christina.
Oh, they can. They can figure it out. They just don't want to.
We appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day.
See, I think about this because my neighbors across the street, our kids are exactly the same age.
Yeah.
And every day now she drives her girls to the same school. One of my boys, Owen, goes to.
This could very well be you.
I would never ask her to drive them ever. I actually think it's messed up to put that burden on her. I feel like she's got her own children in the morning. It's my responsibility to get my kids to school. If I have an emergency, I will call my neighbor and say, please, he missed the bus or I can't help him.
This is too much, though.
But I would never on a regular basis be like, take my kid. It's your responsibility. I don't know.
I'll pick up what you're putting down,
so,
dog.
That's where I get Christina. But now Destiny's up. So get ready.
Here we go.
Destiny in Milwaukee, everybody.
I was on your side, bro. Now you switching on me. No, I ain't say switching.
I just saying I'm sympathizing with the competition.
Destiny, you're gonna want to say jerk. This is her responsibility.
Is she standing on it?
It's not her responsibility, but it takes a village, right?
Thank you. Some parents.
Listen, these kids, for whatever reason, I bet you they are enjoying that ride every morning with whoever's taking them.
Aww.
They get to see that person. They get to see that smile. You know what I'm saying? And it's exactly that's friends. It's not that it's being a burden on her, and I'm sad that
it's about the kids.
Come on, man.
It's about the kids, Allie. Think about it.
Stop it. Stop talking. he's trying to make me soft because he knows what kids do to me.
Just
knock it off.
Like, listen,
think about the babies loving
their... Like, yeah, all right, mom, dad, peace out. Y'all come home crabby as ever. Ride over here and be like, hey, Miss Destiny, what's great?
Because these parents are in a bad
mood. Have a great day at school, all right? Y'all have a great day.
Boom.
That's how I'm looking at it.
I'm not going to look DZ in the eyes because he's doing that. Come on, Allie.
I'm telling you.
I'm giving it a puss in boots look with the eyes. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
You're doing the roll-on thing. Yeah, I already know.
You really want me to say F them kids, don't you? You really want me to?
You worried about the parents because they not doing their thing. Well, then that's on them. When they get older and they see that their kids don't want to ride with them in the morning, then that's their own fault. They missed out on that.
Right. So, Destiny,
you
get
what I'm saying? You missed out on that. Listen. I get mad because I can't take my kids, but I know how crazy my wife is right now in the car. Hi, babe. I know you listen.
Hey,
because your wife would be so mad if you added more to her morning of taking. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because she's going to know that's how her wife is, though. You get what I'm saying? I know when enough's enough, but if the lady's not like, if it's really that big of a bother, then she's got to be grown, put her grown pants on, go over there and say something. If she's not going to say nothing, then let the kids ride out this moment for them because this is what they're enjoying.
Fine. Yeah, she's they a like jerk according to
and
Destiny.
If the kids don't if the kids don't like it, well, then the kids will tell the parents.
True. Okay, you know true. I received that.
All right,
appreciate
Destiny.
We got you.
You got your point out, and now it's split down the middle.
Whew. Talk to you later, fam. Peace.
We're winning, DZ. We're going to win.
Thank you. We're going to win.
Now I'm taking it personally.
This one's about winning. It's for the babies.
And you know I'm competitive. Bring it on. David's in Maguanago. David, you better pick the right side.
David. David.
Good morning.
David.
David, listen.
I'll tell you what, man. You got to figure it out. He is not the jerk.
All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later,
not
man.
Not the jerk.
And here's why. Yeah. It's not that lady's responsibility. Now, if she chose to do that as a job or was getting compensated for it and was needed to be depended on.
Different.
Then fine. But what happens if, you know, her kids don't have, you know, something, or they go on vacation or whatever, then it's her fault that her kids didn't get to school.
Oh.
And if they're both working third shift,
all of a sudden they figure it out.
Kids, well, who's watching them at night? If they're old enough to watch themselves at night, they can. I had to put a backpack and put my left and my right shoe on to get to
school. Wait a second, David.
Why didn't we think of, my kids take the bus and do all that on their own, too. Wait a second.
Who's there at night? Wait a second.
And if nobody's there at night, why can't they catch the bus on their own in the morning? That makes no sense.
Hold up.
Nobody's there at night, I guess.
Oh, David, I don't like that you just did this to me, my mans. Man.
Now you're switching back.
Well, and because
come hop over to the dark side, DZ.
Hold on now.
Why are we on the dark side, David? Give us more credit.
It's because it's about the kids. But what I thought David was going to say was now those kids become your responsibility in the sense of knock on wood, something happens, right?
In case there's an accident
little
or
fender,
something.
The tiniest fender bender where everybody is okay, but something happens. Then you are responsible for those kids, those kids' well-being, and that's two more bodies that then you got to keep tabs on. Mm-hmm. I know it's a brief part of the morning. You know what? Now, let me stop talking. I don't know why I'm agreeing with y'all so much, man. David,
see,
bye.
He said not the jerk. Not the jerk.
You're welcome. Not the jerk. 100% not the jerk.
Thank you, because somebody texted in and, it's Destiny who said, take David's theme song away. He's fired. Sorry, Destiny. You're out.
Appreciate you, David. Good call, man. Peace.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Right below that, somebody said, no, I do not agree with Destiny at all. So it's both. But he's right.
Man, I hate that y'all made me flip, bro, because that sucks. It really is about the kids. But in this situation, if it is about the kids, who's watching these kids
and
in the grand scheme?
They're fine at night, then get it together. Parents are being the worst and lazy.
This is why we do this. There's layers. We need to talk.
Well,
sometimes you got to talk it out.
You're leaving them home, so you leave them alone tonight. You don't even want to be there in the morning. Like, as a mom, I would want to be there and be like, I know I've been gone all night because I have a job and I don't have a choice, but now I'm here to take you to school and spend time with you. Not, hey, the neighbors got you because I want
to
hang out.
Because I need to.
Ew. They're like picking. Ew.
I need to know who's watching these kids at night. Who is watching these kids at night,
now
dog?
Now we're really upset.